Get these legs moving. Let's see some effort. There's no pain, you're gonna be trying. Move!
All right, for some.
Indeed it is. Now, according to old Father Time here, you breasted the incline at 2 minutes plus 7 seconds.
Like a bullet.
But not the target. The target is 2 minutes precise.
Oh, that's not possible, Mr. Lynch.
Anything is possible if you put your mind to it.
But what if you don't have a mind?
Now listen to me, Bernard McLevy. This man you're about to face is 2.5 stone ahead above you. I don't want to hear the sound of his bare knuckles in your bones.
I'll be round him like a wasp.
If he grabs you close, cracks your ribs, you are a dead man.
Not a chance.
Listen to me. All you have is your speed and that left hand. You poke it in his face till he's stone blind, then double him over. And after that...
The pickaxe, left hook.
No less. A downward blow and the fight is over. Tough Richmond will not rise to the mark. And we can get back to Glasgow away from this freezing bloody wind.
It's from the east.
What?
The wind.
Speed and stamina, that will save you. Now, back down that hill.
If you say so, Mr. Lynch.
Hey, my woolly bonnet.
You've only fast enough, sir.
Give me back my bonnet.
I'll come and get it.
You'll regret this, Bernard McLevy. All right. Back to the grind. 2 minutes, that's the target. If you miss the target, you pay the price. You pay the price, son.
Some folks say that sugar biscuits are bad for the health, but I don't find them so. They stick in my teeth from time to time, but then everything does. Other than that, I'm in fine fettle. However, it was brought to my notice last night when Constable Mulholland and I were pursuing a picky-fingered member of the fraternity through the streets of Leith that I lagged a touch behind in the chase. I have always regarded anything above walking velocity as somewhat unnatural. But it could not escape my notice when I finally caught up with the constable who had already brought down and cuffed the suspect, that I was pecking somewhat. Pech, pech, I went. I caught a reflection of myself in a shop window, not an edifying sight. I'd lost my hat, my hair was standing up an end, and I appeared to be somewhat bulbous. Of course, it is a well-known fact that glass can distort the finest lines, but even so, look at someone like Jean Brash, a body housekeeper who dotes on pastries, yet the woman doesn't put on an ounce. Nay, justice. Perhaps fewer biscuits, less red meat, and more vegetables. Yet what are vegetables? Roots. Nothing but roots. Carrots, potatoes, neeps, all lurking in their graves. I am James McLevy, Inspector of Police. My parish is Leith in the city of Edinburgh, and I may be forced to contemplate some kind of self-improvement. Pech, pech. What a prospect.
Well?
Come here a second.
Twist or stick?
It's a hard decision, Mr. Sprash.
Hannah, the game is 21. That's the target. If your cards add up to 16 or over, you can stick. Otherwise, you have to twist. So what is it to be?
Twist. No. Stick. No, twist.
Oh, for God's sake.
Jack of Diamonds, Bucket, your fault.
How so, if I may ask?
Yes, tricked me.
Hannah Semple, you are the world's worst loser.
Gambling's a mug's game. How come you I get the bank?
Because it's my body who's the just land and I run the show. Another hand?
No thanks. A mug's game.
Suit yourself.
Aye, well. Best get the girls into their beds. No rest for the wicked.
Hannah, did you not tell me that Donald McKeever wishes to marry you?
He's been hinting.
The man's a gambler.
He's got to give it up.
I wouldn't bet on it.
He gave his word.
Words are cheap. Solitaire. No broken hearts.
McLevy, Constable Mulholland here tells me you were a bit out of puff last night.
I was on the scene.
Eventually.
I became champion runner at my school, the race to the swiftest inspector.
Your servant, I, Lieutenant Roach.
Mens sana in corpore sano.
Latin, I'll be bound, sir.
Indeed. Healthy in body, healthy in mind.
Come on, Mulholland. Time we're off on the saunter. Crime is a hungry beast.
I'm sure the exercise will do you good. And you might wend your way towards the Leith Links. There's a relative of yours, I believe, will be in action there shortly.
A Glasgow type. Same name. No relation.
I don't know how the promoters of this fight found permission from the city council, but they've managed so, and our parish will be infested with the riffraff that follows such events.
Not all, sir. My Aunt Katie is a great follower of the sweet science.
Nothing sweet about it. Two grown men battering hell out of one another for the edification of a howling mob.
A blood sport always with us.
Since when?
Before the time of Christ. Africa. Everything comes from the Dark Continent.
Well, no doubt the same pocket delvers and riffraff were on hand then to ply their trade.
I doubt the delvers would prosper.
Why is that?
But the natives, mostly naked, sir. No pockets.
Oh, go away, the pair of you. Leith Links, report to me what damage is being rendered to the fabric of our civilization by this barbaric assembly.
Homo homini lupus.
I beg your pardon.
Latin, I'd say once more.
I know it's Latin.
Man is wolf unto man. Come on, Mulholland. Try to keep up.
Ladies and gents, good people of Edinburgh, it is my pleasure to stand before you in all my manly vigour and introduce myself as Toff Richmond, pugilist extraordinaire. I have had 25 fights, and in all these bouts, as you can see from my handsome face, not one has marked me. I heal quickly, ladies. You may scratch me with your little nails, and your husbands will never see the evidence. Now, allow me to demonstrate a technique that has enabled me to survive violent encounters, the Richmond squeeze. I need a pretty girl. You certainly meet the requirements, young lady. Come forward. What is your name, if I may be so bold?
Sally.
And do you have a boyfriend, Sally?
Sometime.
Even better. Now, I want you to stand close to me. So, that's it. I shall put my hands behind my back, and I want you to lift back your fist and smash it into my face.
Are you sure?
I am indeed. Ready?
Uh-huh.
On the count of three, all may join. One, two, three. Ladies and gents, the Richmond squeeze!
She cracked my corsa!
He's fast, Bernard.
Aye, when a lassie's punching.
Truth told, not a mark on him. I'll wager he'll box and retreat, slip, bob, duck and dive, counter an angle, laugh at you, show you up, and then, when the balance is lost, when you overreach in your anger, he'll make his move. Bust in your ribs and hurl you down.
Tomorrow we'll see the real thing in action, my friends, and there will be only one winner, Top Richmond!
Come on, that's enough buffoonery.
He's a big lump. Right enough.
You'll cut him down to size, Bernard. Fast hands, fast feet, no close quarters.
Well, if it isn't Govan's finest, skin and bones, McLeavy.
Built for speed, Joe.
The bookies mark him favourite, but I don't see it myself.
Time can reveal.
Toff Richmond will crush him like a peppercorn.
I don't think so.
Oh, you know nothing, sonny boy.
You see this fist, Mr. Ritchie?
I do.
You see your face?
Uh-huh.
Now, I held that a quarter inch off your nose. Now, Mora, I'll be punching through.
Come on, Bernard. Don't waste energy.
A little birdie tells me you won't come up to scratch, young sir. And I always listen to the little birdies.
After all I've done for you.
What?
You clipped on me to the lieutenant. A deliberate clipe.
I merely remarked that you arrived tardy on the scene and a trifle out of breath.
You clipped.
Age catches up on all of us, sir. Especially if you're on the slow side.
James McLeavy, what a sight for sore eyes.
Jean Brash, what are you doing here?
I came to take the air.
Air?
It's very bracing, ma'am.
Isn't it just, Constable?
Mulholland, when you've done with the gibble-gabble, you might observe wee Sammy Whatman on the edge of that crowd about to delve, over and whisper in his ear, that I've seen once more in the vicinity. I will not warn him next time.
Your servant, aye, sir.
Constable's in grand form.
Hopefully it won't last.
Why persecute Sammy? Hasn't he done a thing?
Not yet. But if he does and is caught, it's a third lift. That entails a long haul in the Perth Penitentiary. years away with 5 snottery children.
That's decent of you, James. Oh, look, there's your namesake.
Well, that's as far as it goes.
Skips like a goat.
Eh? Who does?
The Glasgow boy.
Oh, too skinny.
Toff Richmond is built like a Greek god.
I know the predicament.
Come for coffee soon. We miss you at the Just Land. Come for coffee. I have a new aroma melting horizons.
Is it Lebanese?
To the last grinding. You must excuse me, James. A woman's work is never done.
Melting horizons, eh? You can come out now, Donald McKeever.
Oh, there you are, Inspector. You saw me then?
A man leaping sideways behind a barrel is hard to miss.
Is Hannah Semple with Jean, by any chance?
What are you up to, Donald?
Oh, just surveying the scene.
That pair of dandified gentry addressing themselves to Jean Brash. Who are they under the hat?
Rankin and McCall, that's the promoters, along with her, of course.
What?
Well, the word is she's invested a fair sum.
Aha! That would explain the council's by your leave. A quorum take their pleasure at the Just Land. Is there no limit to that woman's machinations?
No limit.
That big flashy bugger over there by the tent, I don't recognise him either.
Joe Ritchie, I hardly know him. Glasgow man, deep pockets. Word is he's plunged heavy.
On what fighter?
A large wager was laid this morning upon Toff Richmond.
And what about those 2 Keelys alongside?
They guard Joe's person, scare people off.
Ugly enough. So who's your money on, Donald?
Me? I've given up gambling. A mug's game. I have more important things on my mind.
Well, don't let me detain you.
Eh? All right. A mug's game, Inspector. Good day to you, Constable.
Good day, Mr. McKeever. Back at your command, sir.
What took you so long?
Then Sammy glimpsed me made off like a whippet.
I'm sure you caught up.
I did indeed. Message delivered. Life's full panoply stretches before us, sir.
Indeed it does. And I smell a rat.
What?
Somebody's up to something. I can smell it in the air. Corruption.
All I get is sausages from the fire.
That's the difference between you and me, Mulholland. That's the difference. Sausages.
Oh my, a naked man.
Eh? No, I have my breeches on.
They're awfully tight.
How did you get in here?
That wee fellow's out front of the tent, so I slid in under the back.
I saw you. With Toff Richmond?
Oh, he has girls left, right and centre. I wanted to catch you. Up close.
What's the verdict?
White skin. You'll mark easy.
I'm too fast for that.
You're fast at everything.
I'm not sure.
Better dry yourself.
Oh? Aye. Thanks.
Let me attend the back.
I can manage.
No. My treat. Your privilege. Turn round, my manny. Well, what's the verdict?
Dry as a bone.
What's going on here?
What's it look like?
You get out, your little baggage.
Keep your bonnet on, old man. Just because nobody gives you wee rub-a-dub. I'll be shouting for you, Bernie McCleavy. Don't disappoint me now.
I'll do my best.
On your way.
If you win, you'll get the prize, Bernard.
Well, McCleavy, how is your perambulation?
All quiet in the city.
In some parts, perhaps. And how were the protagonists on the links?
Fighting fit, sir. But I think I could give them a run. I'm handy with the dukes.
I see young McCleavy is favourite, even though he comes in at under 11 stone. Too light for the heavies, too heavy for the lights. An unlucky weight.
I thought you knew nothing about the boxing.
Oh, you pick things up. For instance, while you two were dithering on the saunter, I was making an arrest.
You?
And why not, pray? Not an hour ago, I was on my way home when I observed a wee shifty type on the edge of a crowd round a street singer. I saw him dip into a pocket, made my catch, and hauled the fellow back here to be charged. All by myself.
Tell me it isn't so.
I'll check out the cells.
Is Mrs. Roach a devotee of the sweet science?
She prefers the opera,
Italian.
An exotic and irrational entertainment.
What discerning soul said that?
Dr. Samuel Johnson.
The dictionary fellow?
The very same.
Sergeant Mudlock, do you have these charge papers to hand? You must excuse me, McCleavy. I am a busy man.
Well?
We Sammy Workman. Oh. Crying his eyes out. Your warnings were in vain.
They usually are, Mulholland. They usually are.
What's wrong?
No hungry.
You nervy, Bernard?
Maybe.
Good.
Is that black pudding on the plate?
It is indeed.
Looks delicious.
Help yourself.
Thank you. Excuse fingers. Very nice. This tavern makes fine provender.
Who are you?
James McCleavy, Inspector of Police.
You're the thief taker.
I am indeed. We share a name.
But you're an East Coaster.
Parted company somewhere in the past. Is that chap at Tatties?
Aye, use a fork.
Oh, you're too kind. Very nice. The bookies favour you, Bernard.
I win.
Bernard is undefeated.
Always the first time.
Toff Richmond comes up square. Bernard will be side on. Left extended, right before the chest, hard to hit. If Toff moves in, he'll get one or two dug into the ribs just to keep him honest. I taught Bernard so, and that left hand of his is like a rattlesnake.
Let us prove the truth of that. I place this piece of black pudding right in the centre of the table here. We both put our fists to the side edge, me the right, Bernard the left. You give the word, Mr. Lynch.
If you wish it so.
This is daft.
Ready? Steady. Now.
Very nice.
That's faster than he looks. Again.
One for the piece, ready or not.
Now.
Very nice.
Well, at least you got him eating. One more?
Let us remain in equality.
I'm happy enough with that.
My bookmaker friends tell me there's a run of heavy betting on Toff Richmond. Take care of yourself, Bernard. I'll keep my eye open for you. Good night, gentlemen.
No bad for a policeman, eh?
They can't be trusted, Bernard. Never let them up on your blind side.
Donald McKeever, what are you doing here?
Visiting?
But it's a body house.
It's your place of work, Hannah.
No, for the likes of you.
Donald, come and join us. Leave that old biddy alone.
I'm Hannah Semple, the right hand of Jean Brash and keeper of the keys of the Just Land. One word from me and you'll be out in your ear.
What heartfelt apologies, madam. I mistook ye quite. I am reprimanded.
How did you hook up with that scruff?
He's a new acquaintance. Mr. Ritchie, he and his companions were seeking entertainment. I suggested the Just Land. Thought you'd welcome the custom.
I don't need procurement.
That was not my intention, Hannah.
Aye. And I was hasty spoken. Right enough it was a quiet night. What's his profession, this Mr. Ritchie?
He's a speculator.
What about the big fellow who came in with him?
That was Mr. Richmond.
Toff Richmond, the boxer. Ritchie's a gambler, isn't he?
He speculates.
Have you fallen in bad company, Donald McKeever?
I have not.
I cannot put my trust in the Jack of Diamonds.
Well, what is given, Hannah? Now, how about we leave these folk to their pleasures and sample the delights of a hot chocolate in the side room?
I'm surprised to see you here, Mr. Richmond.
I admire your garden.
I'm still surprised.
I get restless before a fight, Mistress Brash. I need diversion.
Does it not sap your strength?
I've never found it so.
I hope not. I have invested in you.
You'll be rewarded.
What are your chances tomorrow?
If I catch him, I can bring him down.
But you're not certain.
In the lap of the gods.
What is your real name?
Jeremy. Jem Richmond.
They say you're bastard issue from a lord of the manor.
That's for show. I'm rightful born to a village blacksmith.
That would explain the physique.
My inheritance. Toff Richmond in all his manly vigour. Seeking diversion.
And you're sure that such activity does not lead to a lack of impetus?
The opposite, in my experience.
Well, we must do everything in our power to assist you, sir.
There's a curious excitement in the air, and it does not sit well with me. It's as if this contest, this primitive collision of blood and bone, has gingered up the city. What is this stirring in the civic loins, especially the women? I observed in particular at Leith Links a flush to their cheeks, a hectic note to the laughter, hair blown this way and that by the east wind, and I also sensed a dark undercurrent that was part of the excitement. Bernard McCleavy, not an ounce of flesh on him, like a stick compared to Richmond, but his fists upon the tavern table seemed as if they'd been carved out of rock, pickled so, and his eyes grey like mine, like a wolf. A wolf in a cage. I was distracted from my vegetable resolution by that black pudding at the old ship, and then followed on with a singed sheep's head. I fear I'm irredeemably carnivorous. But I'm still in prime condition for catching those who break the law, am I not? Anything else is immaterial, is it not? One thing for sure. This brew is not melting sunset, and it's playing merry hell with the black pudding.
Oh, well, the whole world is here today, sir.
So it would seem. That slope up was a killer.
Not to me. Ran 5 miles this very morning. Didn't draw breath.
That's nice.
What about yourself?
I was too tired. Bad sleep.
Why's that?
Indigestion. Oh, that's a cold blast.
Doesn't touch me. I am rendered immune.
Have you ever heard of hubris?
Is it a Greek dish?
It is what happens when you tempt the wrath of the gods by vainglorious utterance.
I merely state the fact, sir. I am young, healthy, and I guard my vitality.
And I don't. Is that your assertion?
If the cap fits, Inspector.
If the gods don't get you, Mulholland, then I will. I swear it.
Inspector. Oh, thank the Lord you're here.
Not often you say that, Hannah.
The mistress is in a fine state.
What's wrong, ma'am?
The Glasgow boy has flown the coop.
The coop?
Are you deaf? The bloody coop? He's gone, Inspector. Not a trace. Vanished off the face of the earth.
I'm a heavy sleeper, see. I rely on Bernard to wake me up, but he didn't, so I did wake up. And his bed was all jumbled, but it wasn't there.
We've established that much.
And then I thought, maybe he's got restless, gone for a run, be at the tent here waiting, but no such thing. No such thing.
And you can think of no other place?
No, it's just the lodgings, the tavern to scoff, the links to train. Routine. You could set your clock by us.
Perhaps somebody did.
Eh?
Routine can be anticipated.
Kidnap? A forced removal?
But surely Mr. Lynch would have heard.
I'm a heavy sleeper.
Maybe the boy just ran for it.
I've looked into Bernard McCleavy's eyes, Hannah. He's not the kind to run.
Who would benefit from this?
Anyone who backed Toff Richmond.
We'll solve nothing standing here. Come on, Mulholland.
I'll come with you. Hannah, you wait with Mr. Lynch. If anything happens, you come and find me.
Where will you be?
I don't know. That woman drives me to distraction.
Nothing compared with Mulholland.
What happens if the fight doesn't?
Toff Richmond is declared winner, and I am ruined.
How so?
The bookies will pay out, and under terms of contract, I am liable for all debts incurred if I do not produce the two fighters. Ruined.
What about your co-promoters, Rankin and McCall, the fancy Dans?
They didn't turn up this morning, and the prize money has gone.
Oh dear, not a good day so far.
All my plans ruined.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
Who are you searching out, sir?
That's my business. No, no luck. When is the fight due?
Not long now.
You'll have to find a way of pushing it back.
Jean Brash. Not long now, eh?
No.
A supreme contest. Looking forward to it.
So am I, Mr. Ritchie.
You don't look so.
What?
You don't look supreme. Best of luck, Mistress Brash. And may the best man win.
I don't like him.
He's bit heavy on the Toff.
Suspect, then.
among we many others. And if you notice, Mulholland, he did not have a large bag over his shoulder with a body inside.
Not to the naked eye.
And something else you should have noted.
What was that?
What was not on hand. Lieutenant Roach, what a surprise.
Ah, McCleavy. There you are.
And so are you.
Uh-huh. Well, I just came to take the air.
There's a lot of that going on.
What are we going to do, James?
I have not a clue.
Is something amiss?
A small problem.
One of the fighters turned up missing.
Who?
The Glasgow protagonist.
Oh, that's terrible.
We have to find a way to delay the contest until I get my hands on the boy.
And how exactly does one accomplish that?
Ladies and gentlemen, a treat before the main event. I introduce for your entertainment my sparring partner, Albert Gulliver.
My God, he's a man mountain.
It is always my custom to let Albert have a few rounds with one of the fancy before I take the stage.
Got you.
What?
I've just seen my quarry by the sausages.
Come on now, gents. Which one of you is man enough, fit for action and handy with the jokes?
That is your cue, Mulholland.
Eh?
You keep Albert occupied until I get back. Lieutenant Roach, you can be Mulholland's second.
To do what?
Mop up the blood. Jean Brash, it's all in your hands.
What am I to do?
What you're good at. Machination.
I'm not up for this, sir.
Hubris, Mulholland. You've been blowing your trumpet. Time to face the music. Hubris!
Mr. Richmond, I have a volunteer.
Hey,
Mistress Brash, here I am, standing proud.
And so you should be. Constable Mulholland presently will challenge your man Mountain.
I'll be in smithereens, sir.
Nil desperandum, Constable. The ring is 24 feet square, and once inside, you must do what I did at school when the big boys chased the hammer hell out of me.
Run.
Yes, exactly. Run for your life.
Donald McKeever, swallow that sausage.
Inspector, fancy seeing you.
Fancy. You lied to me, Donald.
Eh?
You told me you had slight acquaintance with Joe Ritchie, but when I made my rounds at the bookies late yesterday, I saw the two of you, heads together, like horses in a field. What were you up to, Donald?
Nothing, I swear. What's all this about? And
young Bernard is missing. Toff Richmond will be declared winner.
What? Oh, hell's teeth.
Explain yourself.
I bet all my money on the Glasgow boy.
I don't believe it.
Here, there's my proof of wager.
I thought you'd forsworn to gamble.
A man in love will promise much, but nothing changes underneath.
So what is between you and Richie? Well,
I knew he had plunged heavy on the Toff, so I made myself available, friendly-like.
To keep a close eye. In case you got up to something.
That was the idea.
Unlike Mulholland, it did not escape my notice that these two killies who kissed Joe's backside were not with him this morning.
But they were at the Just Land last night. I took them with Joe and Toff Richmond.
All pals together?
Wait now. On the road home, the killies had drink taken.
Get on with it, Donald.
We parted company, but I listened to him a bit. The drink talking, loud. One said something about Tower Street. Then Joe shut them up.
Tower Street. It is host to a certain low dive of a tavern called the Rusty Nail. If I wanted to keep someone out of sight, their cellars might just be the place. Come on!
Me?
My constable is otherwise engaged. Where was Toff Richmond when all this was going on?
He was otherwise engaged.
What's the constable doing in there? He'll get his head knocked off.
I thought I told you to stay in that tent.
It's an empty space.
We heard the fight and didn't he know, Mistress Brash?
Oh, dear. Smack dab in the eye.
He'll have a kicker in the morning, right enough.
He's no fighting clever.
What do you suggest? Levitation?
Direction. Excuse me, ladies.
Oh, don't stand still, Mulholland. It just encourages him.
And you the second.
I am a police lieutenant. Who are you?
I'm a boxing man.
Oh, what is your advice?
Tell your fighter to drop to the ground.
Well, that won't be hard. Mulholland, to your knees. Fall over, for God's sake.
You will not have to be hit.
Oh, there you are. Now fall.
Come on, sir, and bring the bucket.
Drop!
What's that for?
It's supposed to revive you.
Now listen, Constable. I've watched Gulliver, and all he has is a big right hand.
Noticed.
Keep circling to your own right and don't stop, so that when he throws the punch, you're already out of range. If he gets close, tangle him up with your arms, and if things get really bad, drop to the one knee.
Ah, now I have you. Under rules, Mulholland, you're allowed 30 seconds before getting up to scratch.
Lieutenant Roach, is your fighter ready?
He is indeed. He is indeed, Mr. Richmond. Ready and willing.
Good luck, son. Circle right.
And run for your life.
Hubris. Nothing but hubris.
Kelly, get under this bush.
Let me, I'm skinny as a rake.
Meaning what?
Meaning nothing.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
Well?
Hold your horses.
Well?
The window was terrible dirty.
So?
What? They're in there, the Keelys, and there's a bed in a corner, maybe a body on it, but I couldn't tell.
I'll wager the cellar door will be locked.
Should we not get an auxiliary force?
No time. You must go down the steps, knock upon that door, identify yourself, and call through that you bear an urgent note from Joe Ritchie.
What happens then?
They open the portal.
I'm not a man of violence, Inspector.
I'll manage.
They're hulking great brutes.
Indeed they are. After you, Donald.
Never mind, son. You're infamous.
10 rounds. Exemplary stuff.
I got my left and right mixed up.
Aye, you walked into it. Never mind.
That's a fine black eye you've accrued.
The nose will heal, Constable.
All in vain, however. Toff will be declared winner. Ah, well, we did our best.
Whee!
Tommy Lynch, I challenge you now to produce your man. Otherwise, the prize is mine. Ha ha! Come on, Tommy! Where is it?
I don't we've run out of time, mistress.
I do, you're right, Hannah.
Vernon McCleavy, show face! Where are you?
Here he is! At your service.
How did you do it, James?
Brute force and ignorance.
Never seen a man move so fast in all my life.
What were you doing there, Donald McCleaver?
It's a long story,
and
Hannah.
And you will tell it to me later.
Bernard. Are you all right, son?
Fine, Tommy, fine.
He can't fight. He's stuck to the eyeballs.
Give me the bucket. Thanks, Inspector. I needed that.
You seem to be the hero of the hour, McCleavy.
Along with me. I was heroic also.
You held the fort. Well done, Mulholland. Are you able to stand?
Like an oak tree.
Good. Now listen, you see Joe Ritchie looking as sick as a dog over there. I want you to keep an eye on him. Whatever transpires, if he tries to run, you have my permission to hit him with your stick.
I'm your man.
Sure you're all right, son.
Of course he is.
Fit like a fiddle.
Get me ready, Tommy.
Toff, don't you go anywhere. I'll be coming for you.
I'll be waiting, Bernard.
The fight is on, Richmond. The fight is on.
And so it was. You could not fail to be struck at the contrast between them. Toff Richmond was indeed built like a Greek god, skin sleek and oiled, muscles of marble, while his opponent was pared to the bone, the ribcage poking out, white, gaunt face, like a ghost in the ring. At first it went with the Toff, Bernard slow, sluggish, and once the other realized no punches were coming his way, he backed the Glasgow boy into a corner, hammered at him, trying for purchase so that he could squeeze the life out, crack the ribs, break the spirit. But though he was battered to the ground, young McCleavy hauled himself back to scratch, and that left hand begins to find rhythm. It is a rattler, flicking out like a snake's tongue, and Toff's face begins to mark up. You can give slip the hounds of hell, but there's no way past a straight left. Bang, bang! Time flies. The blood flows, eyes bruise, and the swollen lids shut. Together. The Toff is now half-blind, punching air. The crowd want more blood, howl like an animal, faces flushed, women's eyes aglitter. Richmond is sightless now. He stands swaying in the ring like a wrecked ship. Bernard looks back to his corner and Tommy Lynch bows his head. The Glasgow boy gives Toff 3 in the breadbasket to bend him double. For a moment, Bernard's left fist hangs in the air, and then it hooks down like a pickaxe. Toff Richmond falls to earth. He will not rise again.
Oh, that was the best. The best ever!
Yeah, it was good.
I don't remember a thing.
About the fight?
No. How I got in that room. It was dark. I was like in a fog. Then a big rammy, then the inspector whips the bag off my head and says, come on, Bernard, time to go. Time to go, all right?
Yeah, true enough.
You should have seen the mess it made of those two Keelys. He's a violent man. No denying that. A real McCleavy. Talk of the devil. How are you, Inspector?
Better than some. Tommy Lynch, I've come to arrest you under suspicion of aiding and abetting the act of kidnap.
Over my dead body?
Easy, Bernard. I assume you have proof.
I have proof. Joe Ritchie is a man of straw. He tried to run. Mulholland cut him down and then he spilled his guts.
Joe Ritchie is pure vermin.
His bully boys took Bernard from the bed. But you drugged him first, says Joe. A sleeping draught, so there would be no struggle.
That's not possible.
Oh, the lad's right. Why would I do that? Where's your proof, sir?
I have some notes that we found on Ritchie's person. Notes that bear your name, Mr. Lynch.
But how could he do it? How could he drug me? I'm too clever for that.
What about that big tumbler I gave you?
You give me that every night. Tonic?
It had an extra ingredient.
But why, Tommy? Why would you do such a thing?
Oh, money, Bernard. Big money. Joe Ritchie bought all my notes of debt.
Debt for what?
Gambling. No boxing. That would have been more sensible. Horses, dogs, anything with four legs. I couldn't stop. Plunged deep to win back. Lost. I couldn't stop.
Ritchie held it over you, eh?
Aye. Make it public. Destroy my name in the courts. Everybody would know. Said he would burn the markers in front of me if I would just do this one thing.
You betrayed me.
Bernard, all I have is my name.
And what about me? My name?
You're young. You've got time to burn. You were even found wandering, a mystery. No blame to you, just a mystery. You would have fought him again and did what you did. One day, you'll be a champion, son.
You betrayed me, Tommy.
I kept hoping things would change. But they never did. I had no option.
I trusted you.
The crowd is waiting. Champagne galore. I'll sneak you out by the side.
Thank you. Goodbye, son.
Goodbye.
Don't be too hard on him, Bernard. Life changes people.
How is the constable's eye?
Purple. Those sticks you sent helped.
I'm glad. I have to thank you, James. All my money back and more.
What about your runaway partners?
Rankin and McCall. My people found them waiting for a train to London.
Where are they now?
Inside a fish cart, headed for Aberdeen. One thing puzzles me. Tommy Lynch cut his own throat by advising the constable. The fight would have been long over, and you too late.
Couldn't have stopped himself. A boxing man. Even the lieutenant helped, despite a wager on Toff Richmond.
Oh.
The bookies told me.
Mr. Lynch, I feel sorry for him.
He broke the law. I saw young Bernard on the street. A girl on his arm, Sally McNeil.
I know her. She's trouble.
They all are.
I have sad news about Hannah.
Is she dying?
No. Donald McKeever proposed, and she turned him down.
But he made a fortune on that fight.
He broke his word on gambling. She's looking for a man who keeps his promises.
She'll wait a long time then.
Donald will be back. But in the meantime, Hannah's broken-hearted.
You want any more of that melting bloody sunset?
Broken-hearted, eh?
Thank you, Hannah. That will be very nice.
What about that big lump in the spare room?
Better just leave him be.
What big lump?
Right enough needs his rest.
What big lump?
Mr. Richmond is staying with us a while.
What for?
Recuperation.
In a body house?
He has suffered much. It's the least I can do.
Where's the sugar baskets?
Thought you didn't want any.
I've changed my mind.
Help yourself.
I saw Tommy Lynch in the cells. Wee Sammy Workman as well. Two small men crumpled in on themselves. A pocket delver and a boxing manager. It was a sad sight. Gambling is a mug's game. You cannot trust a single thing in this life. Save yourself. See what happens? Mulholland has two big stakes for his black eye. Toff gets to lie in bed. Donald McKeever makes a killing and at the same time avoids marriage. And what do I get for my pains? A wee toty packet of melting sunset because Jean Brash is low on supplies. And who was the real hero of this escapade? Not Mulholland wee's keeker, Toff cut to ribbons, not even young Bernard, because if not for me, he would never have made the contest. When I faced those two Keelys in the cellar, I had nothing but my own inherited violence to fall back upon. Nothing to do with vegetables. Just an instinct to kill. Anyway, what's the point of me altering if everybody else stays the same? The water is hot enough now. First the grains, then the heat. Ah, perhaps such fragrance is my consolation. Jean Brash at least had the grace to blush when Hannah shouted from that window, "Recuperation be damned." I've bought some ginger snaps during the changes of my life. When you dip them, they disintegrate fast, and therefore great hand speed is necessary to get them to your mouth in time. So be it. James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. I am myself a man of substance.
In episode one of McCleavy, Inspector McCleavy was played by Brian Cox. Jean Brash was played by Siobhan Redmond. Constable Mulholland by Michael Percival Maxwell. Lieutenant Roach by David Ashton. Hannah by Colette O'Neill. Tommy Lynch by James Bryce. Bernard McCleavy by John Kilty. Donald by Andrew Neal. Toff Richmond by Mark McDonnell. Sally by Laura Smales. And Richie by Finlay Welsh. Other parts were played by members of the cast. McCleavy was written by David Ashton and directed by Patrick Rayner.